Good morning. And I am looking for your sympathy. I'm in the wrong place, am I? Okay. So I've recruited three very kind individuals to help me with this morning's sermon. Does anybody know what the odds are for winning the national lottery? Exactly, 14 million to one. So the chances of you being the one are fairly remote. What are the odds of just 10 prophecies in the Old Testament being fulfilled accurately? Through Jesus. $24,000 trillion. That's like finding one golden grain of sand in the Sahara on the first try. And yet people tell us that, well, I got a note from a friend who went carol singing in a pub in Plymouth with some students from the university, and they were giving out carol sheets, and one guy said, I don't want to be singing about your fantasy friend. But most folks accepted a carol sheet and sang along. People have an understanding that Christmas is about Jesus. And they sing the songs. But their focus isn't on Jesus. Their focus is on the tree rather than the person. And I'd like to just take you through just 10 prophecies and their fulfillment in the New Testament. We often at the carol service have 9 readings and carols. We're not going to sing a song with each of these prophecies, but we are going to look at them. And my three favorite friends this morning are going to do the reading for me, because if I do very much more talking, I'm going to start coughing. So, so I would have a seat, Mike. They're here. Okay. So, whoever's in the red, you're on now.
The first prediction, his birth in Bethlehem from the Bible of Judah, tribe of Judah, the probability is one chance in 2,400.
The Old Testament prediction, as found in Micah 5:2 and Genesis 49:10. Micah 5:2. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. And Genesis 49:10. The scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until he comes to whom it belongs, and the obedience of the nations is his.
The New Testament fulfillment from Matthew 2, verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem.
The second prediction, he would be preceded by a messenger. The probability here is one chance in 20.
The Old Testament prediction is found in Isaiah 40, verse 3. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God.
The New Testament fulfillment is in Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
The third prediction, that he would enter Jerusalem on a colt. Probability, one chance in 50.
The Old Testament prediction is found in Zechariah 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
The New Testament fulfillment, Luke chapter 19, verses 35 to 37. They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen.
The fourth prediction. He would be betrayed by a friend. Probability, one chance in 10.
The Old Testament prediction. Psalm 41:9. Even my close friend, whom I trusted, he who shared my bread, has lifted up his heel against me.
The New Testament fulfillment, Matthew chapter 26, verses 47 and 48. While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd armed with swords and clubs, sent from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him.
The fifth prediction, his hands and feet would be pierced. Probability, one chance in 100.
The Old Testament prediction, Psalm 22:16. Dogs have surrounded me. A band of evil men has encircled me. And they have pierced my hands and my feet.
The New Testament fulfillment, Luke chapter 23, verse 33. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. The combined probability of these five predictions, 100 times 24 million, has now reached an astonishing one chance in 2.4 billion.
The sixth prediction, that he would be wounded for his enemies. Probability, one chance in 10.
The Old Testament prediction, Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed.
New Testament fulfillment, Matthew 27, verse 26. Then he released Barabbas to them, but he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. The combined odds for the six predictions, 10 times 2.4 billion, now rises to one chance in 24 billion.
The seventh prediction, his betrayal for 30 pieces of silver. Probability, one chance in 50.
The Old Testament prediction, Zechariah 11, verse 12. I told them, if you think it best, give me my pay, but if not, keep it. So they paid me 30 pieces of silver.
The New Testament fulfillment is in Matthew 26, verse 15. And asked, what are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you? So they counted out for him 30 silver coins.
The eighth prediction, he will be spit upon and beaten. Probability, one chance in 10.
The Old Testament prediction, Isaiah 50, verse 6. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting.
The New Testament fulfillment, Matthew 26, verse 67. Then they spit in his face and struck him with their fists. Others slapped him. The odds of these eight predictions, 10 times 1 trillion 200 billion, occurring by chance, are now one chance in 12 trillion.
The ninth prediction, probably one chance in 200. His betrayal money would be thrown in the temple and then be given to buy a potter's field.
The Old Testament prediction, Zechariah 11, verse 13. And the Lord said to me, throw it to the potter, the handsome's price at which they priced me. So I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them into the house of the Lord to the potter.
The New Testament fulfillment is in Matthew 27, verses 5 to 7. So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Then he went away and hanged himself. The chief priests picked up the coins and said, it is against the law to put this into the treasury, since it is blood money. So they decided to use the money to buy the potter's field as a burial place for foreigners. The combined odds, 200 times 12 trillion, against these nine predictions occurring, have risen to one chance in 2,400 trillion.
The tenth prediction, he would be silent before his accusers. Probability, one chance in 100.
The Old Testament prediction, Isaiah 53, verse 7. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
The New Testament fulfillment is in Matthew 27, verses 12 to 14. When he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate asked him, don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you? But Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. The combined odds of just these 10 prophecies coming true, as accurately as they have, is 24,000 trillion to one. Shall I read the last bit, Alan? Yeah, for me, these prophecies prove the Bible is inspired by God.
Amen. Thank you to my new three best friends. On the website, George Road Baptist Church, we are posting the sermon notes, and hopefully we're posting the messages as audio as well. The notes that are on the website, that will be on the website later today probably, are what you've heard this morning, plus another document that gives you a much fuller explanation, gives you some background to each of these, which I would have done had I not been concerned that I was going to burst into, not song, but a coughing fit at any point. So do please have a look on there. It's fascinating reading. It comes from a chapter in a book that looks at 17 predictions that have been fulfilled. The guy who wrote the book is a mathematician. In fact, he's a statistician. And no matter how you chop these, no matter how you reckon the probabilities will come out, you still... you still come out with a phenomenal number, which is crazy. If I said to you, there's a 1 in 20 chance that you could get some money out of me this morning, most of you would have a go, because the odds are so good. If I said, there's a 1 in 2 trillion chance of you getting some money out of me this morning, which is more likely, I don't think anybody would try. But the fact that we're looking at 24,000 trillion, it's a number that's too big. It's more sand than there is in the desert in the Sahara. And you've got to find one golden grain of sand on your first go in order to be able to be as accurate as these predictions are. Well, it just doesn't bear thinking, does it? And yet folks have a real problem when it comes to Jesus. And there's a reason for that. And the reason is to get back to the beginning, you see. There we go. The reason is that if you consider Jesus at Christmas, what you really need to be considering is why he came. Not the fact that he did. Why did he come? The arrival was more about the departure than it was about the coming. Do you get that? Jesus came to die for the sins of the world. He didn't come to look nice in a manger. Jesus came to pay the price for the sin in our lives. If you consider Jesus' purpose, his exit, then you're faced with a dilemma. Why would he do that? And who did he do it for? He did it because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. And whoever means you and me and our neighbors. And the fact that they don't want to hear the news, that they don't want to accept what is so blatant, it's unavoidable, doesn't mean that we shouldn't keep sharing it. The most important message in the world is that Jesus came to die for the sins of the world. When you think of the tree, don't think Christmas tree. Think crucifixion. Because Christmas without crucifixion is just a festival. Thank you.